Blog Talk Radio.
About today's show, we're going to go back into it. This is about relationships again. We had such a great word last week in regards to relationships, just in the short period of time, we had a little technical difficulty, so I thought it would be appropriate, of course, to bring it back. So this is Relationship, the second edition, and this particular edition is going to be about dating in the church and dating people that are saved and are those relationships. And why do I feel like this? Is it wrong to date someone in church? Is it wrong to date while you're going to church, or should you be really just focused on God? This is Giving God the Glory. I am your host, Isaac Adams. I want to hear from you. Give us a call, 215-383-3958. That's the line to call if you want to call in and have a conversation, or if you just want to listen, you're more than welcome to do that. But we want to hear from you. They don't just want to hear me. We want to hear from you. Giving God the Glory is a show that we designed to allow our friends and family and people on Facebook and Twitter and other social media groups to be able to get testimonies, request prayer, because sometimes we have, I get requests all the time for prayer, because sometimes we have, our reality is life, it gets pretty rough, right? I mean, it gets pretty rough. So we have people that request prayer all the time, and we pray for people because we know that there is nothing like being able to get a word in or to get a prayer in, to know that God hears you when you pray or when you call on him. The one thing about our God is that he's awesome. When I say awesome, I'm talking about get your mama off crack awesome. I'm talking about get you out of the streets awesome. I'm talking about help the homeless and being there for you. I know I was homeless. I know what I'm talking about. I know that it was nothing but the grace of God that saved me. I know it was nothing but the grace of God that kept me, watched over my children, made sure that they were okay when I couldn't do it. That's how great my God is. I mean, this is like an awesome God. Even when I made mistakes, my God was like, "Woo, man, I don't know what I'm going to do with you, man. I know, but I got some plans for you, but you on the wrong track, you know." And sometimes I had to humble myself and get my shit. And the perfect place for a person to be a word. Your word, that is the perfect place, because then once you get out of your word, now what happens? Where do you go from there? If you ever want to be where you should be in your word. God has embedded that word in his heart. God wants to use us, but it's so difficult, man, because we be in the wrong lane doing the wrong thing. I mean, you ever found yourself in the wrong lane doing the wrong thing? But yet and still, you're confessing your Christianity, your relationship with God. And then people are looking at you like, "I don't want to be the Christian." Like, I mean, this is a disclaimer. We keep it real on this show. We know that we all mess up. We know that we all have sinned. And we know all of that. So we try to keep it real. So sometimes some of the topics and some of the responses may rub you the wrong way. That's okay. You're human. We still love you with the love of Christ. So we want to make sure that everybody understands that we try to keep it real on Giving God the Glory. So what I was saying is about being in the wrong lane, doing the wrong thing. You know, life can throw some mean blows at you, man. I have people, you know, in the course of this, is the last time I spoke to you guys last week. In the course of a week, I've had so many prayer requests. I've counseled so many people that are just going through. You ever just go through and feel like, I don't know what to do. I'm in a bad place at a bad time, and Lord, I need your help. You ever just go through and it feels like everything is going the wrong way? Sometimes what God does is, I thank God that he protects us in the midst of that, but he's trying to reach out to you at times. And you're going the wrong way because you're trying not to listen. You don't want to hear what God has to say because you're doing your own thing, or the wrong lane, doing your own thing. And what we should be doing at that time is humbling ourselves, getting back to where we're supposed to be. God doesn't want to just watch you go. And and some of the things that we do, there are consequences. And one of the things that we're talking about tonight is relationship. There are consequences in being in the wrong relationship. There are consequences sometimes in the right relationship, because you could be in the wrong, you could be in the right relationship, but at the wrong time. Come on. He's a great guy, but he's just not a Christian. Or he is a Christian, but not that good of a guy. You know, we have to cover some things, and we have to be accountable for our part in the relationship as well. I mean, relationships can be one of the greatest things in the world. But at the same time, some relationships will test your Christianity. Oh, Lord. You ever had a relationship that tests your Christianity? You ever had a relationship that just made you like, oh my God, what am I gonna do if she breathes again? Oh my goodness, I'm gonna hurt somebody up in here. This is why relationships. And then a lot of times we're dating people, or we're dating, and because we are Christian, people feel like, oh, you shouldn't do this, or you shouldn't do that, and you know your word. The Bible says to study to show yourself approved. You know your word. You know what you're supposed to be doing. But oftentimes in today's society, we look at things the way we want to look at them, not the way God intended it for it to be, because for the most part, he didn't intend for me to go through all of this. And a lot of times we're going through all of this because that while we're in this relationship, because we may not be in the relationship that is meant for us. Now, don't get me wrong, because God is awesome and sovereign, and he knows everything, the ending from the beginning. He knows that you're going to get some lessons in that. God can use the bad in your relationship to bring the good out of somebody. Come on now. He can use the bad that you're going through to bring the good out of somebody. Case in point. Okay. What's his name? So there's a story in the Bible of Jonah. You know, Joe, you guys know about Jonah, got swallowed by the big fish, but, you know, God told him to go to Nineveh. He decides he wants to go to Tarshish. I'm not going. He ran the opposite way, got on the boat. And while he was on the boat, a great storm broke out, and everybody was like, who, what's going on? Why is God mad at us? Or what's going on? Why are we going through such a storm? The gods must be mad at somebody that's on this boat. And so the boat tossed and turned and blah, blah, blah. And they started throwing people, getting ready to throw people over till they found out so they could find themselves in a better position. You ever want to get rid of some people? Come on. You ever want to get rid of some people in your life because you feel like they have put you in a place that you don't want to be in? You are going through a terrible storm and you feel like it may be because of them. It may be because of them. It may be because you're out of line. You're over here when you should be over here. Or you allowed someone or situation into your circle that shouldn't be there. Okay, let me break it down. You ever went to jail because you was with somebody, or they did something stupid and you got caught up too? Or you ever got into a fight because your friend got it. We keep it real here. I done been into fights because my friend started with somebody or whatever. That's being in the wrong company at the wrong time. Everybody don't mean you good. Although they're your friends, sometimes we have to keep in mind, or we have to be cautious who we let in our circle, who we have relationships with. And especially around your children. I would hate to get into a fight nowadays because I'm walking or I'm hanging out with one of my boys, or because I'm hanging out with this young lady, or whatever the case may be. I would hate to get into a situation, but it happens. It happens. So sometimes we have to take accountability for what we allow in our presence, what we allow in our soul, because we are Christ-like. We are Christ-like. We can't bring everything in. Because we are the body. We are one body, for it joined together. We are the body of Christ. Everything can't be in our presence. You shouldn't allow. Come on, I'm preaching to myself too. You shouldn't allow everything in your presence. You know, nowadays, because I'm maturing, I'm growing, I don't allow. I hate when I hear curse words. A lot of curse words be like, it's kind of like it pierces me because I shouldn't be around that. My spirit is having issues with the way that she's talking and he's talking. And sometimes you got to say, hey, you listen, hey, come on now. I don't want to hear all that. And I do. But sometimes we have to, hey, don't do all of that around me. Hey, I don't want to be partakers of that because don't get it wrong. Bad company corrupts good character. We talked about that last week. You can be doing everything right, but your company is corrupting who you are. You really don't smoke like that. That's not really your thing. You really don't drink like that. You don't use that type of language anymore. You've grown out of that. You know, we have to be mindful of the relationships that we've developed, and are they conducive to my walk? If God walks up right now, do I push that person to the side? I mean, you know, hey, excuse me. Yeah, do I push that person to the side? Or is this a relationship that I don't need to worry about because this is conducive to my walk? Or this relationship is good for me. It's good for the direction I'm going. Not Isaac or Big Bub, the street guy, but Isaac, the man of God. Is this relationship with my friend conducive to my walk in Christ? Does it benefit me any? The people that you're hanging with, are they helping you become a better Christian? That's our question. That's one of our questions tonight. The people that you're hanging with, are they good for your walk? This is 3G Radio. I am your host, Isaac Adams. I am so grateful for you being with us tonight. I don't want to forsake anything or anybody, so I do want to make sure that I stay lined up with God's word, and not only his word, but his will. And his will is for me to pray for some of the people that are going through some things. So, Lord, I thank you, God, right now for everything that you are doing, God, for us being able to reach your people, Father. For your people reaching out to us, God, for those who are going through right now, physically, God, mentally, and spiritually, I know no matter what's going on in their lives, God, that you are the King, God. I know that you are in control of everything, Father. So I ask right now, God, those who are going through it, discomfort in their life, God, because of loss of a loved one, God. Lord, I ask, Lord, that you comfort those, God, those families that are experiencing a death, Lord, in the family. Lord, I ask, Lord, that you reach down, God, and cover them with your blood, God. Give them peace in this situation, Father. Father, let them know, Father, that nothing happens without you, God. Lord, those that are struggling physically, God. Lord, you said by his stripes that we are already healed, God. So I thank you for your healing power, God. I ask, Lord, that your power begin to reach down into every blood vessel, God, every bone, God, every muscle in their body, God, and they begin to experience your healing power, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, those who are emotionally and financially stressed right now, God, in this season, Father, I ask, Lord, that you, God, begin to bless them, God. You said that our blessings shall overtake us, God, and they're chasing after us, God. So I thank you, God, for those blessings, God, that are on their way and those blessings, God, that have already been called for, God. So now, Lord, we ask that they begin to financially, those financial blessings begin to manifest, God, in the physical form, not just spiritually, God, but in the physical form, God. The people that your children, God, are blessed, God. Lord, that we lack nothing, God. That we want for nothing, God. That we are no longer the borrower, God, but we are the lender. As your word says, God, we call it in right now, God, in Jesus' name, and we thank you for it in advance. Hallelujah. Oh, man, this is 3G Radio. I'm your host, Isaac Adams. Call in 215-383-3958. We got some hot topics. I want to know, do you believe that your relationship with your significant other, is there a distraction from God in there? You know, some people don't want to go to church. Some people don't want you to praise God like you do. Some people look at you kind of crazy because you do sing church songs or whatever. Is that a distraction? Are they distracting you from God? We want to know. Call in. Give us a call. Send us an email or a text message. You can reach me on Facebook.com / Isaac Adams to you. I am there. We want to know, is the relationship that you having, that you're having now with your significant other, whether male or female, is it, and we want you to be honest too, is it a distraction to your relationship with God, with the God in your life, with our Father, with Almighty, I am the way maker, the minister of your faith? Is your relationship a distraction to God? This is 3G Radio. I'm Isaac Adams, your host, and we'll see you in a minute.
The homeless are still homeless, the poor are still poor, yet we find billions of dollars to fund senseless war. And yes, we're fighting terrorism, what about the quiet racism, dividing among ourselves? Somebody's crying for help, heaven is listening. Heaven is watching. Heaven knows. And they may not play this on the radio, cause the devil don't want you to know. If we don't stop the hypocrisy, the nation will lose its soul. They'd rather play music about money and sex, like we don't have no intellect. Somebody need to show some respect, cause God ain't through with us yet. Heaven to listen. Heaven is watching. Heaven knows.
Isaac Adams, your host. This is giving God the glory. Now, we just posted on Facebook. We do a lot of the social media here. We try to keep in contact with not only the people who listen, but also the people who are out there that are our peers. And social media and Facebook is one of the very familiar ways and very up-to-date ways right now to reach people who may not listen. You know, sometimes we can post a question, like I posted a question earlier today, and we got a lot of responses. The question was, let me go to it right now. Let's see. I posted a few things. I posted this one girl singing on the thing. She jumped on the table, started singing, and fell over. My daughter said it was old, but it was still funny. And the captain said, please don't laugh. But I tried not to, but it didn't work. So the question that I asked earlier today was, what lesson did you learn in the last failed relationship? And we got some great, great, great responses. I'm looking now like, ooh, we got more than I thought we did. Well, amen for that. That means that we got people that are if nothing else, they're on Facebook. One of our friends, Shantavia Moore, said not to loan him money. And I see a few people probably felt that way. Don't be giving him no money, girl. He ain't worth it. My brother-in-law, Barry Gallen, out in Indianapolis, Indiana, said things are not always what they seem. To learn, sometimes we have to be cautious, man. Relationships, and even getting into, before you get into the relationship, oftentimes people want you to, they want you to meet their representative. I don't want to meet your representative. I want to meet the person that you are. You got a nasty mouth, let me know ahead of time so this way I know. So if I hear you say something, hey, she told me in advance she had a nasty mouth, or she don't like to clean, or she don't, take good care of her kids, or whatever. I want to know in advance. I want to meet the real you. You know, when you speak to me, I try to be straight up. Don't get me wrong. I know how to be. I'm a businessman too, so I know how to have a business conversation. But at the same time, when we're communicating, I want you to meet this person. I'm straight up. For the most part, I'm straightforward. I like to clown a lot, but at the same time, I get very serious when it comes down to certain situations, certain conversations. One of my friends, Monica, who just recently got married. Congratulations, Monica. You got married. I was going to say about time, but that wouldn't be right. But, you're a girl, so, I can say that. But I ain't going to do that. But Monica said that, let me see what her response was. She said, just because it looks good does not mean it's from God. Come on. I know y'all got to get some, hey, yeah, I know. Y'all like, ooh, hallelujah. Sometimes the devil would dress up and look good because he's trying to get to you. The Bible warns us so many times. It said, be careful of a wolf in sheep's clothing, or the devil does his greatest work disguised as light. So we have to often, sometimes we have to, my auntie says, she told us, and I use this all the time, my auntie, evangelist Jeanette Davis out in Long Beach, California, from Good News Church of God in Christ, she says, listen, the devil is not going to keep his head hidden for long. He may sound sweet at the beginning, or she may sound sweet, but if you just take your time, and you're going to see that head going to pop up if the devil is there. If not, then, hey, we understand that too, but the devil will not keep his head hid for long. Let's see. We have Lady Loyalty out of Phoenix West Side. She said that if nothing changed, nothing will change, and for sure the same issues will arise. It is very difficult for a leopard to change his spots. It is very difficult, and especially if somebody doesn't want to. Who really wants to change, especially if they feel like there's nothing wrong with them? So we have to be mindful of those who are, listen, if it look like a duck and it quack like a duck, 9 times out of 10, it's a duck. Now, if it's a duck and you still dealing with the same old duck, then you maybe something's wrong with you. I used to tell people, hey, they like, I went through relationships up and down, like most of us do. And I would tell people, hey, my picker is messed up. I keep picking the wrong people. Well, I was picking people because of the way she looked, or because she could cook good, or because we had something things in common. But after a while, you would see you. And a lot of times we don't want to see the signs. Who wants to really face up to the fact that the person that they got feelings for is crazy and losing their mind, and they're not really for them? You feel like you've invested so much time in this person and in this relationship that you don't want it to be a total loss. So you try to stick with them. Come on now. You ever try to stick with somebody just because you knew that you had, invested a lot of a lot of time and effort and money into that person, you know. So one of the questions I just asked is, how long is too long to be dating the same person? And I hashtagged it, is he going to marry you? Is he going to, I mean, why? I don't see myself, well, I don't see myself, and it may be different for other people, but to be in the same relationship for 10, 11, 12 years with the same person and y'all not getting married, are you practicing? What are you practicing for? You pretty much married anyway. You're not going to let him go. He's not going to let you go. What is it about the marriage that is scaring you? I'm one of these type of people. I know we make mistakes. I know we all do things. I know we all fall short. I'm honest with myself. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't want to see anyone go to hell. God don't want to see you go to hell. I sure don't want to see you go to hell. The thought of hell is a real place. So the thought of you or any one of us going to hell and burning, and your soul cries out because you feel that. Hell is a real place. I read a book one time. It was called Revelation of Hell. If you never checked it out, just read it. I'm not even a reader, but I checked that book out, and it was awesome, man. It really just threw me. One of the things in the book, Jesus came down, and he took a young lady 3 nights in a row. He took her and escorted her through hell. As she walked through, she said she could smell the burning of people's flesh. Their flesh was burning. People were crying out, like, Jesus, save me, bring me out, take me out. People, they were still alive. Your soul continues to live. That's what the battle is for. It's for the soul. And I'm not going to hell for now, one of y'all. I'm not going. Is he worth going to hell for? You know, their souls, their skin, their souls were burning. He said it's not like burnt skin. And so it made me think about, is it worth it? Are they worth my eternal life? So my eternal life, your eternal life. So you're going to spend eternity somewhere. You can choose. You can spend it in heaven. You can spend it in hell. There's no other place. Spend it in heaven. Spend it in hell. There's ways to get to heaven. There's ways to get to hell. Probably easier to get to hell, but it's not impossible to get to heaven. Those who believe, you must first believe that there is and that he is, and accept Christ into your life as your personal savior. And now you're not going to get there by works, but because we are Christians, we do have to live our life accordingly. Accordingly, you know, it said, be righteous because I'm righteous. You know, we have to live our life accordingly, but we want to make sure that we're on the right team. We are part of the body, you know, and I understand I can't go to, I have cousins that are Muslims. I love them to death. They're my cousins. They Adams too, you know, but at the same time, I can't go to hell for my cousins. They can believe what they want to believe, and that's fine. But me as a Christian, I don't want them to go to hell. So I'll tell them, listen, I understand that you may be Muslim or you practice this faith, but let's look at it this way. If you don't believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins, who's going to pay for your sins? Your sins aren't allowed in heaven. Your sin, if Jesus Christ died for my sins, but you don't believe that he is the Son of God, then who's going to pay for your sins? Who's going to pay for your sins? This is 3G Radio. I know that's something to think about. This is 3G Radio. This is giving God the glory. That's what this basically is about. We want to make sure that we give God the glory for everything. And I know sometimes we get caught up in our day and we forget to tell God thank you. You know, you didn't wake up on your own. You didn't. You know, God, he saw fit to wake you up this morning. And I thank him for that. You know, I thank him for bringing me through.
Amen. Life. There's another. It says, let me touch you and see if you are real. If I can just touch the hem of your garment, I know I can be made whole. We just want to have a little worship over here before we go on with the program. Come on, family, sing it with me. Oh. Oh. Hallelujah.
Standing. I mean, just a thought. So the song is called Let Me Touch You to See If You Are Real. It's by Kirk Franklin. Now, I love this song because in the Bible it talked about, what was his name? I want to say Thomas. They called him Didymus, which meant that he was a doubter. And I people gave him such a raw rap because, oh, he doubted Christ. He doubted him. And the reality is, every time you sin, isn't that what you're doing? You must not believe if you're sinning. I mean, we can go into that, but the thought of let me touch you to see if you are real. I need to touch him. I just stick my hands in his side so I can believe. But let me touch you. The way this song goes, it makes me appreciate, you know, the way that I look at the. It makes me appreciate more. Appreciate Jesus so much more. The thought that this guy, that he didn't even know me. Well, I take that back. He knew me, but I wasn't even physically here. And he said, still, I'm not your will, not my will, Father, but yours. You said he's worth it, then throw that on my back too. Every sin, every sin that he's going to commit, throw that on my back too, Father, because you said he's worth it. You said she's worth it, Lord. Everything she did. She done been to prison. Now she done been on drugs. She done been out on the streets. She been doing this. But you said she was worth it. So I'll die for her sins too. Oh, my God. He said that I was worth it. His father told, if I tell my son to do something, he's going to go do it. God said he is worth it. God said she is worth it. Jesus said, we'll put their sins on my back too. Said he was bruised for our iniquities. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm reflecting on it because it's just like, let me touch you, Lord, to see if you're real. You're the one that you died for me. You were beaten. You did all of that so that I didn't have to pay for my own sins. I'm worth it to somebody. So if God thought you, God and God, let me stir it up. So if God thinks that you're worth it, why doesn't he? Why doesn't he think that you're worth it? You know, and like I say, it may be something like wrong timing. That happens. My wife and I, we've been married 2 years, almost 2 years, our anniversary, January 15th. I'm glad that we made it through. Now, we had some ups and downs. Hey, that's part of life. We had some ups and downs. I wasn't ready for her. She wasn't ready for me. Whatever the case, I was ready. You know me, I was ready. And I said I was ready. But, you know, we had some ups and downs, and we separated. But I thank God, you know, I got to a place where I got tired of making the same old mistakes and picking the same old type of woman and finding myself not pleased and appeased or any of that with the relationship that I was in. I was looking for more, and I realized the more that I was looking for wasn't in male woman that I was dealing with. It was in God. And that's what's going on with a lot of us now. We're looking for more. We're trying to find that more in the relationship with her or with him instead of in a relationship with God. So once I humbled myself and said, Lord, not your will, not my will, but your will be done, he showed me my wife again. He showed me Alexis. And although things weren't the way that I thought they should be or she thought they should be, me being humble, I said, you know what? All right, Lord, you showed me error again. Forget what I'm thinking. Lord, I'm a listen to you. I mean, our relationship has been rocky. I need for you to open doors if that's the way it's supposed to be. He began to open doors, and then I begin to grudgingly walk through them. Now, this is me being honest, remember? I grudgingly walked through them. But then the part of me that got good sense said, boy, if you don't stop fighting what God is doing, he is doing something awesome. So many times we fight what God is doing because we think in our mind that we can make a better decision than he can. Now, he knows everything, but you think that you make a better decision than God can for you because you are thinking about self. Well, when God put it all together, he was thinking about himself too. He was thinking about you. He wanted the best for you. Now, some things God didn't put us in. Some things God didn't put us in. Some things we put ourselves in, and we want God to get us out. So if you're in a relationship, if you know that God didn't put you there, why would you stay in it? Is it for the lesson? We got to ask, is it for the lesson? Because sometimes the lessons are great. The journey is awesome. You know, even through the struggles and the journey there, it's an awesome journey. If you look at all the things that you've overcome, all the things that you went through, the times where you felt like you couldn't make it, but you made it, and then you look back upon it, you know, if it had not been for him, and the journey is awesome. But if God didn't put you in it, why are you still in it? What makes you stay? Does it have to do with self? Is it pity? Is it fear? Is it loyalty? You know? I want to know. I mean, even our listeners want to know, because sometimes people are finding themselves in a relationship that they've been into and they're doing it for loyalty. You know? They're doing it because of loyalty or because of fear. I mean, we try to keep it real. I don't want to step on anybody's toes, but I will. I'm not tripping off of that. I don't want to, but I will. What makes you stay on the path that you're on if it's not healthy? If it's not good, if it's not conducive to your walk, what makes you stay? Man, we got some awesome topics, man. You guys got to tune in, call in. Give me a call, 215-383-3958. My name is Isaac Adams. I'm your host this evening for Giving God the Glory. We want to know, what makes you stay? What makes you continue to go through the same thing over and over, over and over? And God didn't put you there. I want to know. This is 3G Radio, man. I am Isaac Adams, your host. I mean, I thank those who tuned in, and I am so, so excited for what's going on in our lives. I got something last week from one of our listeners. Named Jay Wills. He's out of San Diego. That's my guy, man. And we've done some work together, and he used to help me out with the show, and so he was. One of the questions was, we were talking about courting in church. This is one of them. We're still talking about courting. And this is what he said. He said, although the words courtship and dating are not found in the Bible, we are given some principles Christians should go by during a time before marriage. The first is that we must separate from the world's view of dating because God's way contradicts the world. That's 2 Peter 2 and 20. While the world's view may be to date around as much as we want, the important thing is to discover character of a person before making any commitment to him or her. We should find out the person has been born again of the Spirit of Christ, John 3:3-8. And if he or she shares the same desire towards Christ's likeness, Philippians 2:5. Now, the ultimate goal of dating according is finding a life partner. The Bible tells us that as Christians, we should not marry an unbeliever, 2 Corinthians 6:14-15, because this would weaken our relationship with Christ and compromise our morals and standards. So marrying the wrong person, is it possible that marrying the wrong person can keep you out of heaven? Then one of the committed, and now when one is in a committed relationship, whether dating or courting, it is important to remember the love of the Lord above all else, Matthew 10:37. To say or believe that another person is everything or the most important thing in one's life is idolatry, which is in Galatians 5:20 and Colossians 3:5. Also, we are not to defile our bodies by having premarital sex, 1 Corinthians 6:9-13. 2 Timothy 2:22. Sexual immorality is a sin, not only against God, but against our own body. 1 Corinthians 6:18. It is important to love and honor others as we love ourselves. Romans 12:9-10. And this is certainly true for a courtship dating relationship. Whether dating or courting, following these biblical principles is the best way to have a secure foundation for marriage. It is one of the most important decisions we will ever make because when two people marry, they cleave to one another and become one flesh in a relationship which God intended to be permanent and unbreakable. Genesis 2:24, Matthew 19:5. That was from my boy Jay Wills. He sent that information to me. And of course, I like to give reverence to especially to God. This is what we're doing. We're giving God the glory. If you got questions, you got testimonies, if you got prayer requests, man, hit us up on Facebook or you're more than welcome to give us a call at 215-383-3958. My name is Isaac Adams. This is Giving God the Glory. I was just thinking that no matter what trial or tribulation that you're going through, I want you to keep in mind that it has been good for Jesus, that you can even make it back there. You know, you can even make it back there. So I thank God for what he's doing. In Jesus' name, I give him praise. Amen.
The homeless is still homeless, the poor is still poor, yet we find billions of dollars to fund senseless war. And yes, we're fighting terrorism, what about the quiet racism, dividing among ourselves? Somebody's crying for help, heaven is listening. Heaven is watching. Heaven knows. And they may not play this on the radio, cause the devil don't want you to know. If we don't stop the hypocrisy, the nation will lose its soul. They'd rather play music about money and sex, like we don't have no intellect. Somebody need to show some respect, cause God ain't through with us yet. Heaven to listen. Heaven is watching. Heaven knows. Heaven knows the ones that are out there killing. Oh, heaven knows, woo, that the world needs a revival. That we walked away from the Bible. Somewhere we lost our feeling. Oh, heaven is listening. Heaven is watching. Heaven knows. Oh, hey, oh, heaven is listening. Heaven is watching. Heaven knows.
You know what? I love that song so much I played it again because in my mind I kept thinking about there was nothing that I've done that God didn't know about. Nothing. There is no sin, action, There was no fornication. There was nothing that God didn't know about. Yet and still, he felt I was worth it.
Wow. It kills me, man, because I be thinking about, you know, I've done some dirt, you know, back in the day. You know, but God still felt I was worth it. You know, you probably done some things that you weren't so proud of, and yet God still covered you, kept you, still looked out for your kids, did all those things for you because he felt like you were worth it. That is so awesome to think that no matter how I looked at myself, what I felt about myself, you know, I've had some, I'm like most of us, we had some low moments and some moments where things were not, you know, the way that we would like them to be, but he still felt like I was worth it, man. I love that. I love just the thought, just like, wow, man. He still had, you know, he still looked out for me. So I wanted to just touch briefly about what about premarital sex? You know, how will I know if we're sexually compatible? Some of those things that we say just to get some or whatever the case. The reality is that when we love and when we're following Christ, then we have to stop looking at us. You know, there's a saying of what would Jesus do? And it's so simple, but yet instilled, it is so profound, it is so awesome, because I found myself, and I'm pretty sure you found yourself in situations that if you follow Christ, or if you take on the spirit of Christ, the mind of Christ, then we won't succumb to the flesh as much. Christ is not going to do anything. So it's a lot of times it's in the way that we look at ourselves. I am a Christian. He said, those who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray. See, he told us to humble ourselves first. He gave us instructions. Humble yourself first. Get to a place of lowliness where you're looking at, you're able to look and see at yourself and then deal with yourself and then pray. Understand that you are, I know you Christians, I know you profess my name, but you need to be humble right now. Those are instructions. You know, humble, if those who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, then, you know, I'll hear from my father and we'll heal your land. He'll heal your land. Man, this is an awesome show. I really got some great points. We got some great communication on social media, and I thank God for everything and everybody. So next week, we're going to talk about the season. The season. Tis the season. This is 3G Radio, man. My name is Isaac Adams. I'm your host. I look forward to us getting back together next week. We have questions, comments, you know, during the week. Hit us up, man. 3G Radio, giving God the glory. I am your host, Isaac Adams. I thank you for tuning in, and I want to let you know that God has a master plan, and you're part of it. All right? God bless you. Good night. Heavenly Father, cover us with your blood.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of rubber bands on the floor. Probably my husband here. You. There's a bad crash in the door. I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to worry about it. I think I got a lot of my
stuff. Hey, did you want to call
me? No.
Thank you. They will not be pushed aside.
What the hell? Shot Darvin the daughter? Wow. No, I ain't seen that. Mm-mm. Oh my gosh. No, I know they're not. I know he in prison, right? He in jail, right? Mm-mm. Wow. She said what? Man, wow. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was 20th, I think. Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh, okay. Wow. Man, it's a lot going on, boy. Whew. Yeah, definitely, definitely. All right, my pops. There we go. Thank you.